Hi, I'm Jeremy Wagner, General Manager of the new Lloydminster Nissan.
You're probably wondering, and some have asked, why is it still the new Lloydminster Nissan? Quite simply, we're excited to bring things forward that we consider new to a car dealership. We're proud to support the community through a one-of-a-kind live broadcast with Kirk Price that focuses on events, people, and issues that concern our community. We're proud to work with other businesses to promote local agriculture, our heavy oil industry, and entrepreneurs. We give back to the community through sponsorships, and our employees are encouraged to and excited to volunteer and help in the community. We're the proud new sponsors of the CPCA's Truck Wagon Finals and the CPCA Pro Tour. And of course, we're always excited for our lineup of new Nissan vehicles with great new features. And our new-to-you lineup is just as impressive. We're proud to be the new Lloydminster Nissan. We'll keep looking for new ways to help our customers in our community and very soon announce plans for our new location.
At the new Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car, we'll help you buy one.
Next! Buck, what are you doing?
Give away gas for a year!
Buck, that's only for customers that buy new Nissans.
Oh. Right now at the new Lloydminster Nissan, get free gas for one full year with the purchase of a new Nissan from the new Lloydminster Nissan. The new Lloydminster Nissan. We won't sell you a car, we'll help you buy one.
At Jason Arden & Associates Cooperators, we're proud to be a top-rated local insurance company that offers flexible solutions and expert advice for all your insurance and investment needs. We'll work with you to tailor your insurance specific to your needs, and we offer investment advice that always puts you first. At Cooperators, one of our core values is to support the communities we live in. When you support Jason Arden & Associates Cooperators, you are supporting local nonprofits and initiatives. Since 2020, we have donated $60,000 to local nonprofits, youth sponsorships, and various special projects. When was the last time your insurance company did that?
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Hey, welcome inside the new Lloydminster Nissan. And as I take a look behind me, it looks like it's January out there today. Is this some kind of an April Fool's Day prank? Actually, the entire spring has been an April Fool's Day prank from Mother Nature. But I'll tell you, the other April Fool's Day prank, and nobody's laughing about it, is the tripling of the carbon tax today. That has nobody in a real good mood, along with the weather. But one way to beat that carbon tax is to get free gas. Because of popular demand, the free gas promotion here at the new Lloydminster Nissan has been held over. So right now, again, it's been held over again. So right now at the new Lloydminster Nissan, you get free gas for one full year with your new purchase. And we also have a great selection of pre-owned as well. But if you're purchasing new, you're going to get free gas for one full year till at least April the 15th. By popular demand, free gas held over again here at the new Lloydminster Nissan, and more new vehicles arriving all the time here at the new Lloydminster Nissan as well. The new Lloydminster Nissan CPCA TARP Finals auction is coming up on Tuesday at the Lloydminster Exhibition. This is where they sell all the great tarps, and you meet all the drivers from the CPCA for the 2023 racing season. And we're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live prior to the auction. The doors open at 5:30. We'll go live at 6 o'clock through 7 o'clock and talk to some of the drivers, talk to the Lloydminster Exhibition, and find out what is going on at this year's 2023 new Lloydminster Nissan CPCA Chuck Wagon Finals. Another thing that's great to have back again is Bucky and Pricey's grad giveaway for 2023. This is your chance for local grads to win one of 10 $300 in-store credits at Cliff Rose for Clothes, which if you keep watching the Cliff Rose for Clothes Facebook page, you keep seeing brand new jackets and brand new suits coming in all the time, and they look absolutely fantastic. And the other thing is 10 gift certificates for Sugar Coated Artistry and Untangled Salon for the ladies. So graduates, all you got to do is stop in, and it doesn't matter if you're from Lloydminster, you can be from the surrounding area. Last year when we did the draws, it ended up being winners from all across the Midwest. It just couldn't have been more perfect. So whether you're out in Kitscotty, Vermilion, Lashburn, Maidstone, Chauvin or Macklin, Onion Lake, make sure you stop in and enter. And you can do so at Cliff Rose for clothes, the Meridian Source, Sugar Coated Artistry here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, or Untangled Salon, of course, or Sugar Coated Artistry. And the draws are coming up on April 20th when we go live at Cliff Rose for close. If you're looking for something to do today, the Border City Farmers Market is on. That's a great place to spend some time and, of course, spend a little bit of money and help out some smaller businesses. It runs till 4 o'clock on the main concourse at the Service Sports Center with all kinds of great food, woodworking, and all kinds of homemade businesses as well. Well, Thursday we were on the road. We hit the road on Thursday, made our way out to Orion Machining, and we got a tour from owner Sean Davidson, who started sweeping floors at Orion Machining and now is the owner. And he told us just how large, or maybe better yet, how small the world is when it comes to oil and gas.
We do work, stays in town. We do work with you, Tracy, yeah. Right? Stays right here in town. And then we go all the way down to Australia, Oman, Iraq. We're sending product all over the world. Yep. We have here a project I can show you that's going to Kuwait.
Yeah, yep. So here we are in Lloydminster thinking we're just this machine shop in Lloydminster, and you guys are doing tons of international work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Well, let me ask you this, Sean. What percentage of what you do here is related to the oil field?
100%. Yeah. So no matter how hard I try, oil's all I know. Yeah. So we always end up back in the same spot. 100% of the work here is oil. It depends where it is, right? If it's in the flow or in the process, the completions, right? All varying stages, but it's all oil field related.
Check out our Patchwork Show from Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts, including on Spotify, where you can now watch video, YouTube, and, of course, here on Facebook as well. Another Chase the Ace draw at the Lloydminster Exhibition is coming up on Wednesday night with a jackpot that starts at $130,000, and there are just 33 cards remaining in that deck. So head out to the Lloydminster Exhibition and pick up tickets, or visit their website, www.lloydex.com, and tickets are just $10 each, 3 for 25, 8 for 50, or 20 tickets for 100, and the next draw is coming up on Wednesday night at 7:30, and you can watch that on the Lloydminster Exhibition's Facebook page as well. Operation HOP, or Operation Help Our People, is back at the Lloydminster District Co-op on Thursday, the Thursday before Good Friday, of course, with all funds going to the Salvation Army. It will run from 8 to 9 p.m. at the Lloydminster District Co-op, and it is presented by The Goat and the RCMP as well, of course, as the Lloydminster and District Co-op. Sticking with the Lloydminster and District Co-op, the Taste of Ukraine boxes are back. They're $49.99, and $10 from each box will go to the Ukrainian Cultural Association Malanka Dancers. Each box feeds up to 6 people with pierogies, sausage, cabbage rolls, and a whole lot more. But boxes are limited, so head down to the Lloydminster District Co-op today to pick one of those up. After a long absence, the Maidstone Trade Fair is back today. It has been missing for the last 3 years, and it returns for a 36th year this weekend. The doors are open till 6 o'clock today and tomorrow from 10 to 4, and returning this year, and we talk about Pricey and Bucky's grad giveaway, they have a labor auction there for the grad class that has become so popular over the previous years, and it's great to have that back again. Well, it's tax season, and we got a visit from Ryan Dice from LNA CPA LLP this past Tuesday, and Ryan gave us some tax tips, including how you can find out if you have any money owing from previous years. Maybe you have some previous checks that were issued that never got cashed. Well, it's not too late to get those checks cashed, and he told us exactly how you can find out where to get those.
There's a new little feature within the My Account. So if you might have uncashed checks from years ago, from something simple as a GST check, or those little GST checks for people who are low income earners.
Yep.
Those are a very common one that people just never cash. And I, for example, had one of those back in 2008 that I found last year because of this new feature. So. So, and you could still get them cash. Like there's a little form within your My, like in, when you log into your My account and then you go into uncashed check history, or like, I think it's something like that, and then it could tell, it tells you if you have any uncashed checks. And so, like, you know, the most common perpetrators are you know, the small refunds or GST checks.
Once again, you can check out that show from Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts, on Facebook, on Spotify, on YouTube. And Ryan's got some great tax tips there from LNA CPA LLP. The Lloyd Mitchell Legion is bringing back their Canada Day She Shed raffle, and tickets are on sale right now. They are just $10 a piece, with first place being that awesome She Shed that they've given away for 2 years now. And they introduced something really fun last year, a garden swing that I think became even more popular than they knew it was going to become. Well, it's back again this year, and the third place prize is a tailgate bench. No word on whether that is going to be a Nissan Titan tailgate bench, but we hope so. There's also early bird prizes galore, and tickets are just, once again, $10 each, and you can pick them up from any Legion member. You can get them at Coldwall Bankers, Cliff Rose for clothes, or at Midwest Towing. And the draw, of course, happens on Canada Day. The 11th annual Marwane PBR, presented by Garnier Custom Silage and Obvious Enterprises, goes tonight at the Marwane Arena. Wild Pony Races go at 6:30 with the PBR at 7, and tickets are available at the door. They are just $30, and $1,200 get in for free. The Prairie Dogs are also performing at the dance, and the dance tickets only are, I believe, $15. We're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to talk to Dan and Julie about the Kids Scotty Dinner Theater, which is back after a three-year hiatus as well. Before we do that, though, just a reminder about Superior Water. They're open today. They're open Sunday. Superior Water specializes in nothing but water, and with over 22 years in the business, they're proud and confident that their water and their service is indeed superior. For iron filters, water softeners, reverse osmosis distillers, chlorine removal, and H2S odor removal, give Superior Water a call, 780-875-6636, or visit them at the 57th Avenue location right beside Sheepskin Loft, and stay hydrated with pure, clean water. I drink Superior Water, and I drink it because I like the taste. It is always consistent. Superior Water, 780-875-6636. We're coming right back here at the new Lloydminster Nissan to talk about the Kid Scotty Dinner Theater, and that is Northwood's Nonsense, in just a moment.
It would appear that
the butler did it.
But this isn't a whodunit film.
It's a Nissan sales event. Now that's a killer deal.
Good thing this Rogue has a VC turbo engine, unlike RAV4.
Now get a low $299 per month lease on Rogue.
Catch these offers while you can.
It's more than just taxes at LNA CPA. Assurance, accounting, retirement planning, estate planning, business consulting, financial consulting, farm program support, and bookkeeping. But yes, there is always taxes. The team at LNA CPA is committed to helping you achieve your best results and will be there to assist you every step of the way. LNA CPA, with offices in Provost, Vermilion, and Lloydminster. How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more, made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with a Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin, rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better.
Welcome back inside the new Lloyd Mr. Nissan, where Julie Evans and Dan Pettigrew join us from Northwood's Nonsense. It is the new dinner theater, the first dinner theater in 3 years for the Kid Scotty Dinner Theater Group, and they are raising funds to support their hall, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. But welcome. Thank you for being here. It is great to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
And I love that Julie said that this is so good. Julie, they just bought a car here not too long ago. And so when Julie was walking in, there was a few salesmen standing by, and they recognized you, of course. Like, oh, no. What's wrong, Julie?
Like, not one thing. No. Everything's perfect.
I just thought that was so funny.
Like, they were right here to help me, yeah. Though. Mm-hmm.
I wish it would have been a fly on the wall as they watched you walking up. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. But it is great to see you guys. So thanks for being here. Let's talk about the reason you guys do this. And it's great to have it back after 3 years. But it has always been really, really successful. Tell us about why you guys come together to put on a dinner theater each year that you're able to.
Yeah, thanks. So our Colin Kit Scotty is a volunteer-run organization, not nonprofit, and so our dinner theater allows us to really maintain the hall, make it a beautiful place, and also to it helps our whole community by allowing us to offer reduced rental rates to local nonprofits. And just bigger than that, it's so important for us, I think, as a community to have a great place to get together, to gather, to celebrate, to support one another, to come together in good times and bad. So we really see our hall as a place to create community and get to know one another and stay connected. And so not only is the hall a place to do that, but certainly our dinner theater as well.
It's hard to imagine this area without the Kid Scotty Hall. Like, I remember when it opened. I remember, the fundraising efforts that went into creating that hall. But I don't know the year. How old is the hall now?
Yeah, it's opened in 2006. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So since that time, I mean, we started the dinner theater actually before that. We've had 15 successful shows. There's been an odd time we couldn't. And to create funds to start to build the hall, and since that time we've really worked hard to maintain a rainy day fund for any major repairs, anything like that. Well, as you know, it's been raining for 3 years now. Yeah. So we're looking forward really to having people back and to pulling together some funds to keep our hall in.
So can I ask you guys on a personal note, how did you guys get involved with the Kid Scotty Dinner Theater and why you care so much about the hall?
Well, sure. Like about 13 years ago, I initially got into it because my dad and brother were into that sort of thing. So, you know, it was an opportunity to kind of share that experience with them and really, you know, get to know the community, you know, from that angle.
And for you, Julie?
Well, I missed the first play. I wasn't part of it, and I went to see it, and I thought it looked like so much fun that I just needed to be part of it and see how people were just enjoying one another out there. And then it was through the dinner theater that I really realized the essential role the hall plays in our community. And so that for me got me hooked. I tell people Kit Scotty Community Hall is my church.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not just Kit Scotty. You know, the hall has really developed into a hall that has become an extension of Lloydminster. It really has become a place that Lloydminster area needs as well. I see it that way anyway. Let's talk about this year's play. How big is your cast?
There's 17 of us.
17 members, yeah. 17 members, you know, big roles, small roles, you know. This year, it's got an interesting dynamic. We don't know who the star is. Everybody's kind of their own star this year, it seems.
So we know you two are in the play. Can you tell us a little bit about the plot?
Sure. So it kind of revolves around the Lost Loon Lodge, which is the lodge, like a hotel sort of place that was taken over by Mary and Carrie, two sisters. It's in northern Maine. I myself play Pete, a handyman, who's also a writer for tabloids, who writes a story about Sasquatch, and it goes around, and people start showing up to the lodge to try and find Sasquatch, right? So a lot of hilarious things happen while in northern Maine.
Okay, I can see that plot being like fitting for this area too. Like I can see a lot of people buying into that. And what's your character, Julie?
Well, I'm one of the people that descends on the hotel to see what's going on and to see if I can see a Sasquatch. And I've been telling people though, really, I'm superfluous out there. I'm never on the stage without Auntie Betty Evans. So she's, of course, the light shines on her whenever she steps on the stage, and people all come out to see her. So I might as well not be there.
She's such an inspiration to the cast, too. You know, that seeing Betty out there really, coming into her character definitely inspires me.
She really is a legend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You mentioned there's 17 cast members. Can you give us a little idea of who else might be in the play?
Sure.
Betty's a big draw.
Betty's a big draw. We have lots of really experienced cast members that have been back time and time again. We have a few new people. Dean Hiltz
has always been in it.
Yep. We've got Erin O'Neill this year. She's super fun. She's been in it a few times. Dana Wojtowicz is new to our cast. She's not new to drama, that's for sure. She's been great.
You could go on. Well, the other thing that you mentioned is it's not just the cast, it's the volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, one year I counted up the volunteer shifts. So some people might sign up to work in the bar two nights, whatever. And there were well over 200 volunteers coming together. So really a draw to get our community connected in that way as well. So the day of the performance, there will be people there chopping vegetables, scurrying around, moving tables around. And we have local teens phoning to say, can I help with ushering and clearing tables? They want to help. The 4-H does dishes. And just, we're always looking for new people. Mm-hmm. We've got a really creative crew, and it's kind of a fun way, I think, for people to show their talents in that way.
Yes.
Whether it's sets and production or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you do want to volunteer, are you still looking for volunteers?
Always.
Okay. Just get a hold of the dinner theater crew?
Yeah.
For Northwoods Nonsense. Now, you mentioned for two shows. How many shows do you guys have this year?
We have three shows. We're doing a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. So the Sunday matinee is new for us. We're excited to try that out and expecting maybe a little bit different dynamic that day. We've got a big dinner. It's going to be Sunday. We are serving stuffed roast pork, roast chicken, salads, all the fixings. I hear there's going to be cream puffs. All the people in the community make their favorite desserts and bring them out, so we're looking forward to that. So yeah, just curious to see how that goes. So dinner followed by matinee, and then Friday and Saturday as well.
Same meal?
No. Friday and Saturday we have our kind of our traditional go-to. The cheese balls are famous.
Yes, they are.
You remember them?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And roast beef, ham, salads, and again, just all the fixings. And always, I take the phone calls, and there's always a few people that ask about special dietary requests, and we're able to accommodate, so don't be afraid to ask about that.
It is a fantastic meal. Take my word for it. It is absolutely a fantastic meal. And I want to ask about tickets first, but I do want to remind our audience about Jetstream Personnel Consulting as well. Big supporters of this program. It's incredibly tough right now just to find the time to be able to find the right employees for your business. That's exactly what Jetstream Personnel Consulting does. They find the right candidate for your business so that you don't waste your time with the clutter. And they work locally to find specifically what you're looking for right here. They'll even design your ad, and there's no headhunting. They wanted me to express that there is absolutely no headhunting at Jetstream, and Jetstream knows your industry, whether it's the oil sector, automotive, education, healthcare, agriculture, or administration. They know it. Jetstream Personnel Consulting, 780-808-5736, or you can check them out at jetstreampersonnelconsulting.com. Let's get into tickets and where you get them. Tickets are how much?
$50. So we really wanted to make sure that we kept it reasonable, and our goal is to fill the place.
Yep.
So,
and let me tell you, you mentioned that fantastic meal. $50 is a deal.
Yeah, and together with just the whole atmosphere of the evening, I think is great, and then of course the play.
So. Now the play is one great, great aspect about this as well, and volunteering and everything. But you guys had something special last night.
We were doing a wine tasting.
And maybe we should be a little surprised that he was earlier than you were, Julie, showing up for the interview.
I was hosting, so you know the host doesn't leave until everyone else leaves.
That's right. That's right. No, we went through a few bottles of wine, to get a sense of, what we want to serve people at the dinner, and I think we got a pretty good idea as to what is going to be served. But I tell you, for under $20, there is some bad red wine out there.
And some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Some pretty good stuff. So we take it very seriously. We pull together a wide range of choices, mm-hmm. for what wine we might serve with the meal this year. And all the casts come out, and we have a complicated voting system and say, yeah, this is the one that we think will go best.
There's great entertainment. There's great fellowship. There's also a chance to win some prizes.
Yeah. So we have raffles, some great raffle packages, and really so grateful for the support we get from local businesses to pull those together. I actually should have asked more questions about this before we came. They're just starting to come together now, but we've had theme prizes like a camping prize or a barbecue prize that might come with, say, a smoker and meat. And so I don't know what's going to be there this year, but they're always great prizes. And the fact that we do it as a raffle really allows everyone to participate and get excited about it. And
I don't know if we've told the dates yet. Maybe we better tell everybody when it is, because
I mean,
we've talked about Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but mm-hmm. Which weekend?
It's April 14th, 15th, and 16th.
So immediately after the Easter long weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And is each show close to selling out? Can you still get corporate tables?
Yeah. So Saturday night, we have 3 seats left, and they're not together.
Okay.
Friday's is looking a little better if you want to sit beside your friends. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, more seating options again. So as far as tables, we have corporate tables where people can pay a little bit extra, get a bit of advertising, and also just have that opportunity to show their support for our hall. There are corporate tables available on Sunday yet. Friday would be tight. We might have one. Otherwise, I mean, certainly you can get together with a group of friends and sit together.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. And where do you get tickets?
Give me a call, 780-808-1217, or the email is kitscottycommunityhall@hotmail.com.
And that's how you get your tickets. And believe me, it's going to be a fun night. We're going to be there on Friday, so we're really looking forward to that. Is there anything I'm forgetting to ask about Northwoods Nonsense?
Not so much about the play, but, I just think we really want to talk about our appreciation for the support of our local media and the great work you do to help us be aware of what's going on in our community. This is one of so many good things happening in the Lloydminster area. And when I get calls from Onion Lake and Marshall and Manville, I just know it's because you guys are talking us up. And we've just been really grateful to Stingray and to all of the local media for coming together around this and all of our sponsors. So it's shows like yours, Kurt, mm-hmm. that really keep us together and connected as a community.
Fantastic. Anything else?
I don't know. I mean, we could
mention the production.
Sure, yeah.
The writers. Who is it again? Who wrote the play?
Oh, yeah. So Andrew Ross is the author of the play, and it's produced in collaboration with Pioneer Drama, so that's important. And, you know, production, you've seen our sets, production is so cool.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. You guys do a great job. It's a fun night, mm-hmm. you know, or afternoon.
Yes, yeah, so. Yeah. It'll be fun to see how the afternoon goes.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
No, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to that. April the 14th, I'll be out there on the Friday night. And I'll be honest here. I'm not sure whether I'm looking for the play or the food the most. They're pretty tight.
But you get both.
You know me. I like the... Hey, you mentioned those.
And we got specialty drinks always on the theme.
Oh, right? Yeah. Did you want to touch on the specialty drinks? Because...
Well, we got, like... For example, the Dirty Sasquatch.
Dirty Sasquatch. I'm not too sure what's in it, though, to be honest.
Maybe that's why it's dirty.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, that drink menu is just coming out, and it'll be in our program that night, so you'll be surprised.
It's going to be fun. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And we're back on Tuesday. We're back Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, broadcasting from the new Lloydminster Nissan CPCA TARP auction at the Lloydminster Exhibition. We'll see you from 6 to 7 on Tuesday night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. The fog is supposed to clear up. We could see a little bit more snow, but it looks like spring is on the way, arriving by Good Friday.